Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, a little different format for the first day of the second last day of the week. Thursday, this is the 21st. Again, believe it or not, it's the solstice day, or the first day of summer, if you want to call it. So I want to go over some of the latest protocols and requests. By the way, if you get a membership in our wellness conditions, a lot of these are available to you immediately. But anybody can email me, even if you've never been a customer, and I'll give you a protocol, a starter protocol. I had a question here, and I'm just going to run through some protocols and give you some quick answers. And I won't give you everything. I'll try to give you the core starter protocol. I had a protocol for a patient with Parkinson's, and they wanted me to discuss it on the show. This is a 66-year-old male diagnosed 2 years ago. Now, one of the things that he mentioned also is he thought the sound quality had deteriorated. I don't think so. I checked it yesterday. It's fine. I'm not sure where he's listening. He could be listening on some podcast somewhere. But we do podcasts. It goes to iTunes, etc. And so the show may be somehow disturbed. But if you listen to it on Deagle-Network, which is the best place to listen to the program, or you can listen to it in Genesis, sound quality is great. I mean, George and the team over there does a great job of sound recording, highest quality. We also podcast out to iTunes, TuneIn, Patreon, Spreaker, it goes over to Revolution Radio. We're also starting to podcast over late night at 10 to 12 Eastern on Red State Talk Radio, and I'll have a live show over there from 7 to 9 Pacific, which is 10 to 12 midnight on Sunday evening, and you'll be able to call in through the Red State Talk Radio. Firstly, with Parkinson's disease, you have to understand what the disease is. Parkinson's disease syndrome involves both neuromuscular problems and dementia problems. There is a damage to what's called the secondary motor neuron in the tectum of the midbrain, meaning the roof of the midbrain, where their fourth ventricle is, just below the fourth ventricle. And what happens is you lose dopamine, which is why some of the drugs used are carbidopa, et cetera, are used to try to raise dopamine levels. You also have to stop the free radical damage to that part of the brain. It's my feeling that many of these diseases are related to heavy metal toxicity and stealth pathogens. That just like an MS, the stealth pathogen, Lyme, babesiosis, ehrlichiosis, causes immune homology, there's probably some degree of immunological or free radical damage causing the secondary motor neuron to drop out. And they also lose their myelin sheath, which is the primary thing that happens as they upregulate what's called the glial or glue cells that support the neurons in the tectum of the midbrain where the motor neurons are, and the neurons that regulate other things such as causing dementia and hallucinations, which can occur, can be sort of phantom, shadowy, kind of very awful way for someone to go into a mental fugue state. So number one, I recommend our mood energizer, which is acetyltyrosine, and that increases dopamine levels. You need the minerals in an amino acid chelate in order to catalyze the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes to create norepinephrine and dopamine from tyrosine. And you need to have the B vitamins to help catalyze that methylation reaction, which is bio-LVR, and the product called semethyl, which is S-adenosylmethionine. You need to stop the free radicals. That means gamma A+, to stop nitroperoxy radical, Cell detox glutathione to stop the hydroperoxy radical and singlet oxygen radical stop by the presence of the ultrathiamine B1, which is a fat-soluble thiamine. You want to mop up the three radicals with Nutritrala, long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, and carnosine D-link. You want to remyelinate the nerve fiber tracts with Neurogen and Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride, 400% more absorbed. And that'll help remyelinate. You want to increase the energetics of the brain, such as NADH tablets and Sports Energy Light, to increase the energy of the cells so you can get a neural network and a connection made there. You can use the Brilliant Cap Therapy with Illuminate Light technology. You can do buy it through a web link on the shop for products with Brilliant Cap technology. You get a dual controller. I recommend at least 30 minutes on setting number 3 to 4 times a day. Mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy will help. And then, of course, to rebuild the nerve tracts, we have our Red Deer Velvet. I just got notice yesterday it was shipped, so we will have it here today or at the very latest tomorrow. So it's just shipping from Chula Vista. So we do have the Red Deer Velvet, and I recommend the brain peptides. Brain peptides. And those peptides we specifically choose for specific brain activation of DNA. So that gives you a kind of a brief protocol. We had another request with a lady that had parathyroid problems. And we have, remember, our mitothyroid supports thyroid, parathyroid, and adrenal glands. So you want to take mitothyroid. This particular individual also is diabetic. And, of course, with diabetes, you have to look at a couple things. Firstly, the primary cause of diabetes is something that basically all doctors have completely missed. It's the insulin resistance occurs in skeletal muscle. And so for decades before someone turns frankly diabetic or years, first thing to give, believe it or not, is copper Regenimax. Because copper zinc superoxide dismutase, when it's downregulated, you end up with a loss of the insulin receptor and the fat, and basically muscles are forced to use fatty acids instead of glycogen because of that. This is an adaptive response to survive famines. It also forces the brain to force the pancreas to increase insulin output. And the counter-insulin hormones, glucagon and cortisol, so the adrenals work overtime. Now, there's side effects of that, which causes a Cushingoid-like syndrome from excess cortisol. And the glucagon makes your liver, even overnight, convert through the one-carbon pathway protein into sugar and then later into fatty acids, which attach to the glycerol backbone becomes fat, which is a triglyceride, or three fatty acid molecules attached to glycerol. When you want to lower insulin, we want to use dibetalene, 2 capsules before each of the larger meals. And dibetalene, and you want to use BioLVR and Biotin Plus. The Biotin Plus is very important, at least a capsule before each large meal. And BioLVR for methylation pathways, and ultrathiamine B1, and Nutritrala to stop the free single oxygen, which will cause neuropathy and vasculopathy and eye damage. Diabetes is very, very universal. By age 78, 99% of the population are frankly diabetic or hyperinsulinemic, which can cause a dyslipidemia. So it gives you an idea of the kind of complexity of the problem. All of these things that I mentioned, we can do lab tests. Your regular doctor may not be aware of the kinds of tests that are available because these are functional medicine tests at federal labs. I can also do a quantum test like the metapathia scan, so anybody can order that. They can request it. We also have, of course, the QRMA machine, which you purchase. Your scans, not the full medical evaluation, but your scans are covered by the cost of buying the machine. If you have complex medical problems, well, I recommend that you purchase some time consults for me to review medical records and your 11-page intake history form. Let's see. I had a request here about someone with graying hair. And apparently what people don't realize, graying hair basically is a silencing of the gene to allow manganese to come in and turn on the genes to actually cause pigments to be formed in the hair. So firstly, what you want to do is you want to take NDME and you want to take a form of our supplements like Minerals Plus, which has manganese. I'm also working on a new form of single mineral supplements that are covered by a liposomal enzymatic envelope, the same as we use for NutriSilver and NDME. And we apply this topically to the hair. You also take Recetaville Hair Tonic, which shuts down the male receptor at least twice a day on the scalp. take Collagen Max and the Pro Collagen, what's called Nutrimed's Royal Jelly. That increases the Pro Collagen, so it helps make a healthier hair itself. And the combination of the Minerals Plus and the use of this new atomic single manganese, a form of minerals, will help to increase the coloration of the hair. I recommend the use of Lumen Photon on the scalp. Setting for skin is 3, which is skin and neuroectoderm. And you can do a third with a Brilliant Cap, which is probably the best way to deliver it, which covers a whole head of hair, 30 minutes at least twice to three times a day. When we come back, we'll continue. And if you have questions, you can drop an email anytime. If you want to call into the show live, the number is 877-317-6432. Today's on-type guest list is Sean from SCMF. We've got lots of new things to talk about. Nutridyne with Tony, our Nutridyne chemist, and Cody Snodgrass, our CIA Oklahoma City munitions expert, whistleblower, is on. Attention all shoppers, if you have questions, do drop me an email. And so I'm surprised at how extensive some of the emails are. I just got an email here not long ago about someone with their positron emission tomography scan, and it apparently was okay in March of 2018. They had back a consultation way back in December 2016 with squamous cell metastatic carcinoma in the neck, small growth that had said it went to the lymph node, was necrotic. And December 16th, we sent out the records by thumb drive, and we actually gave a particular protocol. This person has a positive response to their nutraceuticals. They're basically cured. So that's a really wonderful report to hear. I get all kinds of interesting calls, sometimes about their pets, sometimes about their grandchildren. This is about a grandson who is 4.5 months old, weighs 17 pounds, born February 4th, 2018, and the first baby, which was approximately 3 days old, the doctor said spots in his throat. Now, the first thing you have to understand is when most kids get infections, they get viral infections, not bacterial. And it'll respond very nicely to two things, Nutriimmune 26Y and NutriSilver. And these are completely non-toxic. It provides immunoglobulins because often, especially in young babies, they may be deficient in immunoglobulins to protect the their immunoglobulin A, their airways, and their GI tract. And the Nutriimmune 26Y, you can already put a small amount of powder on your fingertip and put it inside their mouth. And you can spray NutriSilver in their mouth and even in their little nose if they're getting really congested. So that is the primary way to help that. Let's look at this one. I have a question regarding a problem with their stomach and diarrhea for about a year. Now, what I usually recommend if someone has a chronic infection of this type, we can start off with antipathogenics, but I would recommend if it doesn't respond in about a week to 2 weeks, then we need to do a comprehensive digestive stool analysis to test at Genova Labs, and I would arrange a consultation, purchase 2 time units. I will send the test kit recommendations to you, which you can purchase, and then they send a sample collection kit to you. You send it off to Atlanta, and then we find out what organisms are growing, and of course, the basic protocol would be our 5 antipathogenics. First off, I'd recommend Alisamed, at least a capsule 3 times a day. Nutridyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day for the first week, and drop to half that dosage after the first week. 3 times a day in water. Don't drink it straight. It's a tincture. NutriSilver, 1 spray per 10 pounds body weight, 3 times a day, orally, and then drop to half that dosage after a week. Nutriimmune 26Y, 2 capsules 3 times a day. And NutriDefense, 2 capsules 3 times a day. You can drop it after a week to half that dosage. And that will knock out the infections. If you're trying to heal the gut wall, we want to use GastroHeal, which is incarnosine, to heal the wall. And you want to restore the probiotics, you use a living probiotic with 84 caps, 1 cap twice a day. And every third day, the living probiotic Ultra, which is 100 billion organisms. So that's amazing. If it doesn't respond within 1 to 2 weeks, we do the CDSA test and you get a consultation. Thyroid. Well, firstly, when you're treating thyroid, you're not just treating the thyroid, you're treating the thyroid, adrenal and hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and the pineal. So our mitothyroid contains both thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus, as well as the parathyroid or another glandular tissues to heal those as well. You want to take Neutrodyne at least 5 drops twice a day to assist in the 5' deiodinase enzyme, 4 scolin at least a capsule twice a day, and you want to take Minerals Plus as well as Neutrodyne to assist in the 5' deiodination. It requires 7 minerals for that process. If you have hypothyroidism due to autoimmune thyroiditis, we want to use anti-inflammatories, and I recommend things such as the cell detox glutathione, gamma E plus, and singlet oxygen, the ultrathiamine B1, and that'll reduce the free radical damage to the glands. Cell defense plus, which is our special curcumin, the only one known that'll actually get rid of cancer mother cells. You can apply topically over the skin of the thyroid gland, pregnenolone cream and curcumin cream to reduce inflammation in the gland as well. I have a person with a fancy term here. It's called dequervans, tenosynovitis of the right thumb. Now, dequervans problem basically is where the tendon sheath is trapping the tendon and you're getting problems there. The bicep spasm basically was previously treated with basically magnesium deficiency. I would recommend tendon mender, 2 capsules twice a day, and the joint performance, 2 capsules twice a day, and then our red deer velvet to heal the joint. To reduce inflammation and adhesions between the tendon sheath and the tendon, arthritics, 2 capsules in the morning or 1 twice a day, and Inflamex, 5 capsules twice a day. You want to really blast it for a few weeks because usually it'll settle down and you won't have to continue on this forever. To prevent it from coming back, I would stay on the tendon mender, especially in the joint performance, and the red deer velvet at a lower dosage. Someone asked if they needed to purchase NutriMeds and have a written, have a wellness protocol membership to see all the protocols for the wellness. No. You don't need to purchase anything, but you need to purchase a membership. And if you do purchase that, $9.95 a month or $95 a year, you have full access to all the wellness conditions. By the way, I post a lot of protocols over on our Vimeo channel and also over on the YouTube, and you'll see a lot of the products. We won't see direct links because it slows down our website, but I'm literally uploading to Vimeo especially and our live stream channel updates on all of the protocols and all the different products we have, including our new epigenetic antenna system to deliver the epigenetic frequencies. I have one in my office. It's fantastic, and it's not expensive. We had a request regarding someone that had a problem with their mother having significant hip bursitis. Now, the problem is that if your joints dry, you're going to get bone on bone or cartilage on cartilage, and you don't want that. So the first thing I recommend that people do is they start off with their anti-inflammatories. If it doesn't settle it down adequately, they get a radiologist or an orthopedic surgeon to, under a C-arm, put a Hyland into the joint space. So over giving them the red deer velvet and the peptides to regenerate their hip joint, along with using lumen photon, photochromatic light therapy, they're basically getting stem cell support. So they get DNA activation with the peptides, they get the red deer velvet to supply the biomolecules, use the lumen photon in light technologies, and the setting would be a scan through all the different frequencies now. It used to be called NICO, but the newer devices scan through all the frequencies. I also have the capacity to give you the epigenetic frequencies through our lumen, due to our antenna system, and also the best way to deliver them is the sonic life machine. You can literally sit or stand on it if you don't want to even do exercise. And the sonic life, you can actually turn on the song of DNA frequencies for the atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids directly to turn on your genes to heal. You need signal plus substance to heal. And I'm in the process of working on patent applications for my epigenetic frequency therapy, which is the first in the world. There's other people who have tried and have some aspects of it, like the photochromatic therapy from Dr. Nogier, but my treatment is actually based on Linus Pauling's research. So if you are requesting help in this area, I do combine the best of medicine. If your mother is suffering from very bad bursitis, one of the first things to do is not drugs, like anti-inflammatories. It's to do an x-ray and see if there's a lack of joint space, etc., and get a radiologist or orthopedic surgeon to put Hyland in the joint That'll help tremendously while we're starting the healing process. Welcome back. Sometimes I get requests from people that want me to refer them to a local doctor that's a functional medicine doc. Firstly, if you do get a functional medicine doctor, you're what we call a lower level. These are doctors that just started maybe in the last 5 years. They will not have the expertise that I have. I recommend what you do is you just communicate with me directly. I can set up test kits. I can review your records. I can do everything any distance, anywhere in the world. If it's necessary to have a local doctor, I can find a regular conventional specialist or an alternative doctor that I can kind of oversee to make sure they do the right testing and the right therapy. So that can help tremendously. Let's have a look here again. And let's see, we're looking down to our various protocols. Let's see, headquarters. Okay, so, oh yeah, I get all kinds of funny things. People sometimes send me pictures. This is a person that has a problem with their thumb, it looks like. some people are quite funny. They showed me a picture of a can in the position of the thumb. The best thing to do is send me an intake history form and purchase a consultation. Usually purchase 2 time units. Send me the medical records if you need to through Google Share file or just attachments, or I can do what's called a Citrix Share file and get access to review your actual CT scan and MRI, which is we do it directly to the radiological facilities through the HIPAA compliant Citrix Share file system. So I have all of those compliant software transfer systems. So you don't need to worry. This is a full consultation. Let's see, someone else sent me another image. Let's see. I don't know why sometimes they send the image that's very unintelligible. This one was sent to me of a picture of a bottle. I mean, I really don't want to know about other products, to be honest with you. I think it's a waste of my time. I researched the product 7 days a week for 40 years. I mean, the idea that you think that you are going to know more than I do about this is kind of foolish. So, let's see. Let's see what we have here. Ah, yes, we have, sometimes we have people that are already under care, and we want to increase their therapy for, say, eye deterioration. And this particular person was getting eye deterioration, recommended mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy with ozone and oxygen concentrator at home, epigenetic frequency therapy, and we can do that by the antenna, by microcurrent, like eye microcurrent therapy, such as acupuncture with acupuncture needles around the energy. The Sonic Life Machine is the best delivery system. Lumen Inline technology with frequencies 7 and 3, 7 to reduce intraocular pressures and 3 for healing the eye. Eye peptides, which we recommend, specific eye peptides. And, of course, the Red Deer Velvet DR, which is just literally arriving today or the very latest tomorrow. So that is going to help tremendously. You need to do all the other things for the eye. We mentioned earlier, get rid of the free radicals with Gamma A+, cell detox, glutathione, singlet oxygen, Neutrotriala if they're diabetic, and carnosine D-Link. We need to stop the cytokines with Cell Defense Plus. Use Vision Max, which is the best eye formula. I remember Steve Levine, who actually was from Allergy Research 40 years ago, when he first launched Allergy Research, back in the late 70s. And he developed the Optivite formula. Ours is considerably superior to that. It's the top formula in the world for eye regeneration. Let's see. I see someone requesting a bunch of things. They wanted to know what to give to their dog, and they're talking about Essiac. First off, don't request things that I don't conclude in my... We have basically... It's not Essiac, it's a molecular block and elagic acid for cancer. And the next, of course, is the things to strip off the capsule, which is Inflamex, to strip off the capsule, or Seraflexime, and to boost the natural immune system, the Myco-D2, which is helps to boost the immune system, as well as nutrient defense and immunoglobulins. So that will help tremendously. Let's have a look here now. This just gives you an example of some emails I get in like one day. I mean, I got a lot to catch up by the weekend. It's amazing how many, especially when it's free. by the way, I'll recommend when I know that your request is greater than I can provide in a simple starter protocol consultation, and then we can start that whole process. Sometimes you get what's called ninja forms, which you go to NutraMedical, you get those ninja forms there. And they'll sometimes request for someone else. I usually recommend that rather than me providing a protocol to you for some complex condition, that the person that's involved with the problem has to contact me. I find it mostly a waste of my time for me to try to provide a protocol for you if they're not bought into or listen to the program or respect me or my opinion. It's a waste of my time to provide it. So what I would prefer you do is rather than saying, I have a close friend with Huntington's disease, and what you want to do is make sure that they drop me an email, even just a starter email. I'll email them back. If they have purchased even one product, they can get a call back. And we can do genetic tests on them for Huntington's chorea. We can measure free radical levels in their blood. We can look at special imaging studies of their brain using a SPECT blood flow scan, positron emission tomography, etc. And I can review all of these, including organic acids and metabolites from the brain as well. So I can go considerably farther than even most specialists, because I'm a basic scientist long before I was a medical doctor back 45 years ago. Let's see. yes, I got an interesting request here from a lady here. Her first name is Mariam. She's a chiropractor. And she's been following, of course, not only the show, but the presentations on YouTube and Vimeo. If you're a professional and want to purchase some of our products in professional grade, you'll get a professional discount, but it's not wholesale. We don't sell wholesale because our products are so expensive, it's not possible to do that. But if you're purchasing large volumes, say, of the Nutridyne, so you'll get 6 free if you purchase 24. So you'll get actually 30. So we do a professional grade. We don't take the label off our product. We want people to know where it came from and what it was designed by me. So I don't strip the label off, and you can get a professional discount if you purchase large volumes of specific nutraceuticals for your office or clinic. And you can resell it, just don't resell it below the price that we have. But everything's fine. And we'll sell. We have clinics in Thailand that can purchase our products. We have people in Santiago, Chile, one of the main cities there in Chile. Let's see. Some people are concerned about the expiration date. They had some Inflamex, and they wondered if it had gone past the date. The date is actually listed on there because of regulations. Because our products are such high quality, if you kept them out of heat and light, so they weren't exposed to the sunlight or to heat, they're going to go well beyond their expiration by several years at least. So do not be worried about that. I sometimes get questions regarding people's cat, they basically found a sore on their cat, and they wonder whether it was cancer or a fungal infection. I would bring them into a veterinarian and get a biopsy done and a culture done to see an electron microscopy or a scanning, or basically phase contrast microscopy to see if you see fungal hyphae or if you see cancerous tissue. And they can do the x-rays of the bones, bone scan, etc., to determine if there's cancer. Believe it or not, the same nutraceuticals work for cancer in pets, like cats and dogs, as they do in humans. And for that reason, it's very easy to start taking small dosages of these based on weight. So if a cat's, let's say, 5 pounds, you can give it for a tiny fraction of the dosage of ellagic acid, malignoblock, Myco-D2, etc., in order to be able to treat that cancer. Let's have a look here now. And they actually sent me a picture of their cat, too, showing where the sore is, which I think is quite cute and funny. And people love their pets. I call them pet people, you know. My dog, Max, is a dog person. He's not just a dog, he's a person. And you have cat persons, too. We'll be back in a moment with more questions and funny emails and protocols, and hopefully entertain you, inform you, and if you have questions, do drop me an email through contactus@NutriMedical.com. And on Fridays, we go over your questions live with Michelle, who interprets and converts it from medical to simple.
We call it the crapper, water closet.
Welcome back. I got an interesting question. Sometimes I get questions that are kind of leading. This was a gentleman who, JB, who asked a question regarding, if the pancreas causes problem, what supplements to take? But then you get a long list of various different herbals. First off, don't try to second guess. What you want to take is you want to take things to reduce pancreatic cytokines. And you may need testing done. 45% of the population can have anomalous ducts connecting their bile ducts in the pancreas. So if they get bile reflux, pancreatitis, you can get pseudocysts. First test to do is an ultrasound of the upper abdomen and look at not only the gallbladder, but the pancreas. And if there's pseudocysts, it means it could be anomalous ducting. There's a test called ERCP, endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography. I do that after I did probably a CT scan or an MRI. Probably CT scan of the upper abdomen if I thought there were signs of cysts in the pancreas. I'd also measure pancreatic enzymes. So you want to identify what the problem is first before you start treating it. Gastro Heal, the zinc carnosine will heal. And Cell Defense Plus, which is a special curcumin product. And you want to normalize and reduce the inflammation. High-dose Power C will reduce the levels of free radicals and oxidative anaerobic metabolism is going on. Very commonly, if you've got pancreatitis, there's actually a stealth infection like E. coli or some virus present. So it'd take your antipathogenic. So those can be identified on a metapathia scan to pick up harmonic resonance of the presence of a pathogen in the pancreas and in the bile ducts. And if the bile ducts and pancreas are infected, they're pretty easy to take care of with Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, NutriDefense. There's often quite a pathogen soup present. So between stealth pathogens present and anomalous ducts, the other thing is you're forming stones that are causing abnormal reflux. You want to do that ultrasound will identify if you're a stone former. The potassium magnesium citrate, which is our one of our products, and Cell Defense Plus will reverse those stones. So you'll need a combination of medical investigations and enzyme tests to identify the problem. And the best test to actually identify beyond the ultrasound would be a metapathia scan and a consultation to see if you're growing stealth pathogens in the pancreas and in the bile ducts and the gallbladder. Because very often when you get cholecystitis, it's actually got a stealth infection, most commonly with E. coli, which is a normal bug present in the large bowel but never present in the small bowel unless there's small bowel overgrowth syndrome, which can also infect the gallbladder. Let's see. Sometimes I'll get medical records sent to me regarding a particular situation. You must purchase at least 2 starter time units of consultation and fill in an 11-page history form. It's kind of a waste of my time to have medical records sent to me without a consultation or the actual history form. Once you do this whole procedure, I'll actually do a phone call, review the records, then set up a plan to see special medical specialties. Because remember, you can't do this if you're a naturopath, a chiropractor, or someone else. You have to be a medical doctor that's trained in pathology, toxicology, infectious disease, genetics, epigenetics, and quantum biophysics in order to actually diagnose and actually confirm what's going on. So don't assume that if you just send me medical records, we're going to start a consult. No, you must purchase at least 2 time units to start with for us to do that, and it takes a lot of time. Like when we have a day with Dr. Bill, it requires 3 hours minimum in order to just do a metapathia scan, and you can either fly in here and have it done, or I can do it for you otherwise. So you can be anywhere in the world. I can do a metapathia scan, and you don't need to fly in here in order to do that. Let's see now. I had a question from one gentleman. Unfortunately, he purchased 1 time unit or half an hour, but he also included on his form Two people, you can't do that. You have to have two separate forms so we don't get confusing. So if you're going to do an 11-page history form, which you can basically print, write in all the or type it in, send a separate form for each person and make sure you purchase enough time, because it takes a lot of time to review an 11-page form, call you back, and then go over through all the medical records, if there's records, in order to do that. So, Jason, you need to purchase another time unit at least and fill in both forms if you want me to do a full consult. And I usually do those on the weekend. It's been very busy lately, so I'm backed up a bit. When I tried to call a few weeks ago, the form unfortunately included two people. We've never done that, and it doesn't work. You have to have two separate recordings because I keep files on my computer, and I have backups, too, off-site, so that if my computer crashes, those records are still preserved and they're secure, and nobody can hack in and get them. Someone requested the information about the Lumen in-light settings for specific conditions. They want to know, setting number 7 is for inflammation, basically. So if you have inflammation and pain, you want to use setting 7. If you're trying to heal a joint, you want to go through the range of all the frequencies. And the older device was called NICO. We have also epigenetic frequency therapy, and I'll be working with the new engineers that are being contracted by InLight Technology by Dr. Hibbskind. So over the summer, I'll be working on that. Plus, I'm working on patenting my epigenetic frequency therapy, so I'll license them to be able to use that through the Lumen pads, Lumen InLight pads. By the way, do not purchase, if you're going online to through Lumen or InLight, purchase through us so we get the credit. Do not go elsewhere to try to find our supplements or technology. We will not get any credit whatsoever, whether it's hyperbaric oxygen or in Lumen InLight. You must go through us. And I find out. So I want you to know, if you're purchasing technology, do contact me. We'll also make sure you get all the other things that go along with your therapy. This is an update on a post-op infectious status. So the reddish-pink area in this person subsided to an area, so they've done really, really well. By the way, one of the things you have to understand is our antipathogenics will go through biofilm like no antibiotic will. So if you've got methicillin-resistant staph aureus, I had a consult the other day with a gentleman who's been following us for years. Unfortunately, he was putting honey and charcoal on his wound. He did start our supplements here a few weeks ago. Thank God it stopped his infection. But when they did an x-ray, they thought it was an osteomyelitis, so they were recommending amputation of his finger. I said, look, just give him the hyperbaric oxygen therapy along with taking continuing our supplements, and he'll heal. And it always does. Okay, so you need to immediately get into hyperbaric oxygen at least 1 or 2 hours a day in a full hyperbaric chamber, not just mild hyperbaric, but a full hyperbaric chamber, and you'll recover. Every university has one, so it's easy to do. You go through infectious disease specialist, and we will get that arranged for you if necessary and help you. Some people are taking things that I find particularly noxious. There's a lot of what I call never take these drug lists. There's a number of cardiac drugs. This one here is called Nexium, which blocks the proton pump or acid reflux. First off, acid reflux is abnormal peristalsis of your esophagus crawling up into your chest and bringing acid and food up, which can cause erosions and or even a rupture, and immediate stenitis, which can be lethal. You do not take Nexium ever. Do not take proton pump inhibitors ever. Do not take H2 blockers ever. If you have a stomach ulcer, you need to take the IBS care to normalize peristalsis. You need to take GastroHeal to heal the gut wall. And very rarely it's so bad or it's gotten so long that you'll need surgery, which is pretty big surgery. You can start the nutraceuticals. We can recolonize your gut with berberstatin, living probiotic, and living probiotic ultra, and heal with GastroHeal. So for God's sake, never, ever take proton pump inhibitors or H2 blockers. And don't take nonsteroidals either, because they'll erode your esophagus. Increase, for example, in some of these anti-inflammatories will increase your heart attack risk by over 30%. So some people will sometimes call me and say, hey, you got a broken link on your site. And I guess it was a helpful link to a specific page. I'll try to see if I can correct those of you if you do find broken links. We try to provide good links, and I'll be increasing those quite a bit. It's interesting. I had a gentleman from Dan Fink who wanted to know about the origins of pig and their genetics. We'll talk about that in another show, but that's an interesting question and topic, and quite a story. Let's go down here to Let's see. By the way, when I do get, I can even interpret live blood testing. So if you got a live cell blood test, I can interpret those as well. Let's see. Henry is asking a question. He's got a lot. Of course, he's long-winded here. He wants to know the latest for ringing ears. Tonight is, you want to take our mini urine, GABA E plus, cell detox, glutathione, and ultrasound B1 and Neurogen, and cell defense plus to reduce the cytokine levels, and high dose power C. That'll reduce the inflammation in the middle ear, and then the brilliant light cap lumen technology at setting number 3 to heal the middle ear, as well as epigenetic frequency therapy. So, yeah, there's lots of things. We can even add hyperbaric oxygen and get a home chamber for you that'll help you heal. But it's a big deal. Ringing the ears isn't just the ear. Sometimes it doesn't generate from the middle ear. It's actually generating from parts of the temporal brain, believe it or not. They found this out in the 1920s when they did ablation of the actual middle ear nerve, and they still had tinnitus because it originated in their brain, not their middle ear. Hour 2 coming up. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.